The first reading today, as we hear from the first book of Maccabees, we first have to recognize the church is giving us these readings from Maccabees in these last couple of weeks of the church year because they reflect something similar to what will happen when the end comes. And so we hear about all these people who decide that they are going to walk away from the Lord. They say, for instance, that, you know, let's make an alliance with the Gentiles. Since we separated from them, many evils have come upon us. So in other words, it's a little bit better for us to be Gentiles than to be Jews because we just want life to be easy. And so they decide to take up the Gentile way of living. Now we have to be clear what they said here. Thereupon they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem. We'd look at that and go, yeah, so what? So they're going to play basketball. No, that's not what the word gymnasium means. We won't go into it, but let's just say the word gymnasium means naked seed. We won't say anything more other than the fact that the next sentence tells us that they had to cover over the mark of their circumcision. So it tells you a little about what was going on in the gymnasium, and it wasn't about athletics. So they had given themselves over to evil. And as we hear, many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food or to profane the holy covenant. And they did die. So again, it's something for us then to be able to look at and say, all right, St. Paul tells us in his second letter to the Thessalonians that before the Antichrist can come, there will be a great apostasy. An apostasy is people rejecting Christ and walking away. We're already seeing it on a material level. It hasn't happened yet formally. But we know at some point it will. And so the question each and every one of us has to ask is, are we resolved in our hearts to die rather than to defile the covenant? Think about that for a minute. As we'll hear in the days coming, there's an elderly man named Eleazar. I think if I recall, he was in his 90s, and all he had to do was eat one little piece of pork. He'd save his life. And they even told him, look, even if it's not pork, bring your own. Bring something that you can eat, and then we'll fake it. We'll make it look like it's pork, and then we'll say it was okay. He said no. And they put him to death because he wouldn't eat a piece of pork. Now, we'd look at that and go, a piece of pork, what's the big deal? For the Jewish people, that was a point of the law. It was a huge deal. And so we have to ask our own selves, where are we willing to compromise? Were we willing to say, well, I know that this is against what the church teaches, I know this is against what God teaches, but it's okay because... Really? Are we going to wimp out? So again, we look at books like Maccabees and what was going on, and the terrible things that were happening. In fact, it even tells us that terrible affliction was upon Israel. We're going to be tested. Everyone has to be. And the question is, are we going to remain faithful? So we see that there are these small, seemingly small things that people had to make a decision. Are we going to worship idols? Are we going to burn incense to idols? Are we going to walk away from God? Are we going to speak out of both sides of our mouth? Well, I'll worship God over here, but I'll do the pagan stuff over here just to get along with everybody, just to fit in. These are things all of us have to think about. We don't know if our day is the day when all these things are going to happen. Personally, I think they are, but we don't know that. But regardless, it doesn't take a genius to look at what's coming out of Washington, D.C. right now to realize that we're in trouble. Praise God. This is the first time as American people that we have an opportunity to suffer for the faith. This is the first time as American people that we have to make a choice. Is Jesus Christ going to be the focus of my life? Or is it something else? It's been easy to be Christian and be American. The way things are going, it's not going to be so easy anymore. And we're going to have to make a choice. It's not that we're going to stop being Americans, but it better be that we're not going to stop being Catholics. That's the real issue. And so we look at Maccabees, and these people had to make a decision. Were they going to waffle on their faith just to fit in with the Gentiles? Or were they going to maintain their faith and be different from the Gentiles? That's where we're all headed. And so that's the choice we're all going to have to make. Objectively, it seems pretty easy. Of course, I'll remain faithful to Jesus. Subjectively, maybe isn't so simple, because there's going to be a lot of pressure to conform. We have to fit in. We have to be like everyone else. It's not that big a deal. It's a small compromise. One compromise leads to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. At what point do a whole bunch of small compromises become one huge rejection of the faith? At what point do we call it apostasy? At what point do we call it sin? We can't be playing mental games. It's either Jesus or it's not. Praise God, we're all going to be given the opportunity very soon to be able to make that choice. So I pray for the grace to remain faithful no matter what. That's what these people back in Israel had to do a couple of hundred years before Jesus. It's what people have had to do throughout history when the faith has been persecuted. It's what people in the Middle East, in some parts of Africa, in Asia, that's what they're having to live every single day. We've had it easy. That might be changing. Regardless, we have to make a choice. If the world keeps being pagan, we have to make a decision to truly be Christian. If they finally decide it's time to persecute the Christians, then we have to make the choice to remain faithful. That's the choice, which is on every one of us. What is truly most important? And I pray for the grace for every one of us to say, Jesus Christ is the one who is most important.